Hudd's Hudline, starring Roy Hudd, June Whitfield and Chris Emmett, with Peter Moss and the Hudliners.
Thank you very much indeed, folks, and welcome to the show. Yes, the show that does for the news what the boss of Harrods does for political careers. So now we know why Harrods is called the top people store. It can buy them all. Mind you, owner, if the owner of Harrods gave you thousands of pounds worth of freebies in Paris, you wouldn't expect to have to do anything in return, would you? Of course not. So this is what we've finally come to, eh? After 15 years of Tory rule, rent boy politics, eh? Oh, and I see Prince Charles wants to change his name to something more popular. It's ridiculous. I mean, how can you have a prince called Diana? The Bishop of Durham was finally enthroned this week. Yes, yes. It would have happened earlier, but he wanted it. Is it inconvenient? But still with unlikely sights, I see a nude oil painting of Max Miller has gone on show in a comedy hall of fame. Now, there's a funny thing, lady. There is a funny thing. How's your memory, Irene? There we go. What about that syndicate who won a record $2.6 million on the polls? They had their cheque presented by Jimmy Tarbuck. Yes, every silver lining has a cloud, really, doesn't it? Ah, just when you thought it was safe to turn the television set back on, Esther Ranson 4 times a week, eh? Jaws 4. And also this week, 52-year-old Alvin Stardust had to be taken to hospital after a firework exploded near him, and he fell off his 12-inch platform shoes and lost his silver wig. It's good to see them growing old gracefully, isn't it, really? Or did you read that TV's Mr. Sex, Angus Dayton, allegedly paid an Australian prostitute £80 for her services? She didn't recognise him, though. Apparently he's not very big down under. Allegedly, you know. This week, too, saw a huge sale of 60s fashion gear at Christie's. So that's where Clicker gets his leather jackets, eh? Oh, and I read that Matthew Corbett says his hands are always freezing cold. No wonder Sooty's eyes are always watering, eh? Or did you hear about that old woman who was knocked to the floor and sprayed with orange dye by an anti-vandal device in a public toilet? She said it was really embarrassing. When she came out, everyone thought she was Cilla Black. And one of the strangest stories this week was about that woman who delivered her own baby in the back of her car at a service station under a self-service sign. You guessed it, the garage still charged her for labour. Right. We've all had it. And I heard about a new bait devised for rats that tastes of muesli. Yes, it doesn't poison them. They end up jogging themselves to death. More sad news there. More sad news. The inventor of the optician's eye chart has died. Yes, at the funeral, the priest read a moving tribute, but he couldn't quite make out the last line. And finally, scientists are claiming that chemicals used in making crisp bags are making men infertile. What rubbish. They must think they've all gone soft, mustn't they, really?
Meanwhile, at number 10.
I'm not going to resign.
And I have every confidence in your integrity.
I repeat, I am not going to resign.
You have my full backing.
I am still not going to resign.
I'll give you 50 quid.
I resign.
Oh, dear Norma, that's the 30th today.
I know, dearest, but at least it's all over now.
Well, yes, that's the A's finished, but... I can move on to the B's tomorrow, I suppose.
It's all go, isn't it?
What I can't understand is where all this information's coming from. Can't you find out, Norma? Ask a few questions.
Well, of course, my dearest. That'll be £2,000.
What?
Well, that is the going rate for asking questions, isn't it?
X2, Norma.
Well, if you ask me, it's not these few greedy MPs you have to worry about. It's the general issue of sleaze in the party.
What do you mean?
Well, the way the party finances itself. the seats on the board for ex-ministers, all these quangos packed with party hacks and time servers.
Oh, yes, well, I'm dealing with that.
How?
I've set up a quango to look into it, you know. You see, it's just a question of finding someone to sit on it, as the bishop said to the, the other bishop, actually, but...
There's my Auntie Ethel.
Oh, Ethel.
Yes, she's short of a few bob at the moment. And Lord Shyster, when he comes out of prison, of course.
You don't understand, Norma. This quango's got to be above suspicion. I even asked Blair and Ashdown to nominate someone.
I see.
What we need to find is a Tory with a spotless reputation.
Couldn't we start with something easier? Like finding Lord Lucan?
No. We want someone completely above board, a bit naive. Basically, someone too stupid to be dishonest.
Hello, Prime Minister. Hello, Mrs. Prime Minister.
Ah, Jeremy Hanley, just a ticket. Come and sit down.
Thanks. Why is he being so nice to me? What trick has he got up his sleeve this time? Moves across floor, avoids banana skin, steps over tripwire, reaches comfy chair. Oh! The whoopee cushion. You've done it again, you rotten swine.
I'm sorry, Handy. You know, it's remarkable how you fall for it every time.
It's because he's an idiot. Shh.
No, I'm not. I just trust my captain completely.
Exactly.
Before I forget, Mr. Prime Minister, there was a letter-type thing for you. Oh, here
well,
it is.
Let's have a look. A free credit card from Harrods. The cheek of the man, really.
It's not as if I buy my clothes from Harrods anyway.
Well, I'm sure if you gave Millets a ring, they So, what does my captain want me to do? What great wrongs need righting? What injustice is resolved? Or is it just the ball cock in the upstairs toilet again?
First of all, Hanley, I want you to get the confidence of the whole party. That should be easy enough, shouldn't it?
Oh, I don't know. You've not managed it yet.
Then I want you to find out who's spreading all these foul calumnies about sleaze.
It must be someone who wants to get rid of John really badly.
Well, that narrows it down to 60 million.
Finally, I want you to put a stop to it, okay?
Yes, my captain.
Who's behind it all? That's a $64,000 question.
I thought 2,000 was the going rate.
Et tu, Hanley.
Well, I think you're going about this the wrong way. What you need to do is get a few respected Tory grandees to stand up in public and say it's all complete nonsense.
I have already started on this master plan myself.
Ah, good man. What about Norman Fowler?
He was at a Group 4 board meeting.
Oh.
Lord Archer, then?
He was too busy giving £2,000 to someone he'd never met before.
Well, what about David Mellor?
I'm afraid he was tied up.
Oh,
so you failed again, Hanley.
Au contraire, Mrs. Prime Minister. I have found a big name from the past who's prepared to go on television and swear that standards in the Tory party are as high as they've ever been.
Brilliant. Who is it?
I think his name was Profumo.
And did you see this week that someone has started an Indian restaurant on board an aeroplane? Yes. The main difference is now that when you get a 747, it's a prawn vindaloo. Headlines checking in early, waited for its plain rice.
This is your chef speaking. Welcome aboard Delhi Belly Airways. We shall be flying at a height of 10,000 feet. The forecast is very good, with the exception later of a fierce tailwind.
Miss?
Welcome aboard, sir. I am your hostess, Ruby Murray.
Thank you very much. That's a very nice dress you're wearing.
Sorry.
I said that's a very nice dress you're wearing.
This is the first time you have flown with us, is it not, sir?
Yes, it is.
Would you like smoking or non-smoking?
Non-smoking.
Oh, then don't order anything from the extra hot menu. And for your added safety, you'll find your life preservers beneath the seat and breathing apparatus in the compartment above your head.
Ah, in case we crash, you mean?
No, for directly after your meal.
Good Lord, what was that?
Oh, don't worry, sir. We must have hit a little turbine, you lunch. Would you like to order now?
Well, yes, I think I'll just have the fresh chicken curry.
Oh, that's off, sir.
Oh, you mean it tasted funny?
No, it flew out of the cockpit window.
Excuse me, coming past. Excuse me.
Man, he just threw himself out of the plane.
Well, of course, sir.
What do you mean, of course?
He asked for a takeaway.
Yeah. And this week, the serious fraud office came a serious cropper once more when George Walker was cleared in a trial costing over £5 million. Yes, another winner for the SFO. The seriously flawed office. But we wondered just how would the SFO answer the charges levelled at them? Were we questioned by our critics, they might force us to confess that we've spent so many millions, what they total is hard to guess. And it's crazy, whoops-a-daisy, but we say when people call, join the SFO, we're nice to know, come in and have a ball. Trials 2 and 3 were just a free-for-all.
And now Georgie Walker, he's had the biggest laugh of it.
A sealed a deer had phoned him up to say he'd have a ball. So we splash our cash just to get the judges muddled up. No one goes to jail.
Great.
They're in home in bed and cuddled up. We might stand to win more. Flames spot the ball. For no one gives a monkeys when our prosecutors call. Every case that we face, it's a joy to those attending it.
Cheering up the lawyers.
Oh, the fees they earn defending it.
Stand down, case dismissed, no one wins at all. And as it goes, the SFO's one big freebooters ball.
Hooray!
Next.
Hello. My wife and I have just lost our jobs and we'd like to claim unemployment benefit as soon as possible. You've got to help us.
Sorry. What's so funny about that?
Oh, dear me. As soon as possible. Oh, that's very good. You may have lost your jobs, but at least you haven't lost your sense of humour.
All we want is unemployment benefit.
Oh, well, you're too late for that.
Too late?
Yes, it doesn't exist anymore. What you want to claim is job seeker's allowance.
Oh, well, yeah, we'd like some of that, please.
Oh, no. First, you have to prove to us that you qualify for it.
Well, of course we qualify. We both just lost our jobs.
I see that Madam shares her husband's wicked sense of humour. No, you see, it's called the job seeker's allowance, not the job loser's, and you've lost your job.
Well, we are seeking jobs, that's why we came here.
Well, all right, I suppose we can give you a bit of a start.
Oh, thank goodness. Well, what, a hardship payment, a bridging allowance?
No, a paper bag.
You what?
It's no ordinary paper bag, sir. You see, it contains our special job seekers resource pack.
Oh, that sounds more like it.
Yes, everything you need to assist you in the search for a job. A compass, a rabbit's foot. a dowsing rod, and best of all, a lucky Cornish pixie.
You'd have to be raving mad to use any of that.
Well, it is meant for people who think they can find a job, sir.
Well, I think it's disgraceful. I mean, we've always paid our taxes, exactly. Our national insurance, and now we need help. There isn't any.
The government can't treat us like this, especially as we've always voted Tory. Do they think they can fob us off with any old rubbish?
You're Tory voters?
Yes.
Well, in that case, the government obviously can fob you off with any old rubbish, sir.
I've heard enough. This is nothing more than a blatant attempt to punish the unemployed for not having jobs.
Yes, you'll be cutting public spending, increasing the number of low-paid jobs.
As well as coming up with yet more ways to massage the unemployment figures.
Oh, maybe I was wrong. Perhaps I can find you jobs.
You can? Where?
Well, with brilliant ideas like those, I'm sure the Department of Employment will snap you up, sir.
Oh,
Oi, just where do you think you're going with that towel and beach robe, madam?
Oh, isn't it obvious? I'm going for a swim.
I'm afraid you can't do that there, Ria. This beach is now off limits under new European sewage pollution laws.
But what about that man there? He's swimming.
No, madam, I think if you look carefully, you'll see he's just going through the motions. Now, if you don't mind... I didn't write it, I promise you. Next.
Oh! Morning, Doctor.
Oh, Mr. Friggins. How can I help?
Well, Doctor, you know that story in the paper about crisp bags affecting male fertility?
Yes. Page 7 of the Times on Tuesday, wasn't it?
That's right, Doctor, mm-hmm. Yes. Only, I've been hooked on crisps for years,
see? I knew it, yes.
And when I woke up this morning, this had happened.
I say. And that's the real McCoys.
Yes, Doctor.
Crinkle cut, if I'm not mistaken. Yes, the...
Family-sized?
Sorry?
Family-sized?
I'm not sure. Let's have another look. Hang on. It's turned blue.
Oh, no, Doctor. That's my little bag of soap.
Oh, I see.
I shake it up and down.
Oh, I see. Yes. I can imagine the scene all too clearly. Well... Mr. Friggins, I think I can reduce the swelling.
What? By lancing it?
Yeah. By doing this.
Oh!
I was dipping into my soldier's friend the other day. I buy it for the private sub page 7, you know, when... I saw that army top brass have been criticised for spending £4 million on parties. So are the DSOs in deep doo-doo due to the dough for the doos? Or can things be sold by a spot of corporal punishment? Headlines wangled invite to the annual forces function.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I announce Colonel and Mrs. Boyle and their military son, Lancer Boyle. Also, the Honourable Lady Fair Trading and her dishonourable husband, Officer Fair Trading.
Ponsonby Smythe, old boy. It is you, isn't it? You were in the Queen's in 1943.
That's just a vicious rumour. Hold on, I remember you, old Farquhar.
Well, I think the chaps used to call me that, yes. Really spiffing to see you again, old thing. I say, that's a very fine collection of gongs.
Well, thank you very much. I've got more medals than anyone in the regiment, you know.
Really?
DSM, OBE, GC, KCB.
Yes, I heard you got the VC as well.
Yes, but the ointment cleared it up nicely. Yeah.
Never fails the old blue unction.
No. Sand gets everywhere, yes. I tell you. So, this is one of the Brigadier's famous parties, is it?
It certainly is. He's renowned throughout the British Legion for his enormous ballroom soirees.
Yes, so I've heard, yes.
Excuse me, gentlemen. What? My name is Spending, Sylvia Spending, senior civil servant in the MOD. I've come to assess your financial affairs.
What's wrong, Miss Spending?
Exactly.
It does look well written down, that joke.
The army shouldn't be wasting all this money on parties. It should be employing more soldiers and buying essential defense equipment.
You're talking ballistics.
Don't you take that tone with me.
What?
Now, I have here a copy of your accounts for the last financial year.
Oh.
If you wouldn't mind helping me go through them.
Oh, very well. More champagne, please, Abdullah.
Right,
yes,
then.
Yes. Mine's
item
a large one. Yes.
One.
What?
What?
£500,000 spent on the Gordons. That was the Gordon Highlanders, I take it.
No, the Gordon's gin, that was.
Yes.
Lovely.
Yes.
And then I see you spent £2.6 million on transport. That would cover tanks, heavy weaponry, aircraft.
No, that was for the cab fare home after Lieutenant Hardstaff's leaving due.
I see.
Yes, we lost our car keys, you know.
Oh, so that explains the £600 for 18 new pairs of camouflage trousers.
Yes.
I'm sorry, but this sort of thing really is unacceptable. How can the army maintain its standards of excellence when you keep spending all their money on entertainment?
Oh, we didn't spend it all on entertainment.
Oh.
Certainly not. There's £7.99 on there for a copy of the best of the news headlines, you know, the hilarious compilation tape. It's now available in record shops everywhere. And seats in all parts of the Palace Theatre, Watford, I tell you. And at Sadler's Wells. Yeah.
And Wimbledon.
Yes.
What about these catering expenses, then?
Catering expenses?
£100 for a couple of tarts, it says here.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you realise how this is affecting the troops? We can't afford to train them properly. That report last week said that one in four of them can't even shoot straight.
Well, it's never bothered the Americans, has it?
Take young soldiers.
I told you it's just a vicious rumor.
Well, what sort of ambitions do they have now the army keeps laying people off?
To get the DSO and bar?
More like the DSS and P-45.
So what do you suggest we do to raise more cash?
You'd like to know.
You surely can't make us give up our little soirees.
Well, maybe there is another way. Try another sort of party altogether.
Oh.
The one party that people will actually give huge sums of money to.
You mean?
Yes, the Conservative Party.
Wait, keep going.
The European Naturist Swimming Championships took place in Leeds this week. There's nothing wrong with swimming in the nude.
Pardon?
And there's absolutely no need to make childish, smutty jokes about it.
Quite right.
But this is the news headline, so we're going to anyway.
Now I'm a swimming nudist. Before I swim, I strip. I do not put a cosy on when I go for a dip. I enjoy a swimming gala with other naked hunks. We're like forgetful elephants, cause we never take our trunks. Now some say live and let live, and some say different strokes. But they're very different when you watch us do this swimming blokes. One skinny dipper who is dim but keen in a little swimming gala went underwater like a submarine in a little swimming gala. He tried the backstroke, what a hope, swam underneath the floating rope and nearly bent his periscope in a little swimming gala. Ladies are welcome if they're not too shy in a little swimming gala. My missus entered for the butterfly in a little swimming gala. Contestants can't wear rubber rings or armbands, floats or other things. But the wife's got built-in water wings in a little swimming gala. Girls come to goggle at me grace and strength in a little swimming gala. They like to see a 33-yard length in a little swimming gala. So if you want to banish gloom, leave swimwear in the changing room. But don't go forwards down the flume in a little swimming gala.
finally. Doctor.
The funeral has taken place of the world's oldest clown.
Yes, it was going well until the doors fell off the hearse and the wreath squirted water weather everywhere.
Scientists are spending £5 billion developing a new supersonic jet called Son of Concord.
Yes, they're getting the money from the Child Support Agency.
It's been revealed that using super unleaded petrol can make you ill.
So you should see a doctor if you have headaches, chest pains, or 2,000 glass tumblers.
Ex-Coronation Street star Chris Quentin is featuring in a porn movie.
Unfortunately, his leading lady is Lynn Perry.
Spurs manager Ozzy Ardiles may soon be forced to make a new signing.
Yes, every other Wednesday at the job centre. Ah.
The Treasury is to issue a new coin that's to be used in place of the old 50p piece.
It's called a pound.
George Best couldn't appear on a radio show because he was too sober.
Not a problem for you or me, is it, Chris, really?
A report out this week says women are naturally superior to and more intelligent than men.
Yes, dear.
Neil Hamilton's father has resigned from the Tory party.
So John Major was wrong. He has got a father.
EastEnders have told Barbara Windsor to straighten her hair, cover her cleavage and dress in a stage suit.
Blimey, they must think they've got Elizabeth Windsor, mustn't they?
It's claimed that happy chickens are tastier to eat.
So, next time, before you stick one over the oven, tell it a joke.
And that's the end of the stock press.
And I'll be back next week unless John Major vows to stand by me. Ta-da for now!
Those were the news headlines starring Roy Hudd, Chris Emmett and June Whitfield with Peter Marston and the headliners. The announcer was Richard Clegg. Sketches were by Mike Coleman, Michael Dines, Jed Parsons, Tony Hare, Peter Hickey, Richard Stoneman and Mark Brissenden, Alex Stepanek, Nick R. Thomas, D.A. Barham, Rob Colley and Mark Perkins and John Handley, with songs by Richard Quick and Jeremy Brown. Additional lines by Carl Tollison, Mark Griffiths and Chris Williams, John Finch, Phil Roston, Simon Marsh, Robert Linford, Faye Dickinson and Tony Farrer, Dave Dixon, Noel Reed, Paul Harrison, Glenn Mitchell, Sandra Hardingham, Daryl F. Stanhope, Jim Bond and Roger Minty, Les Rowley and Guy Clapperton.
All of whom paid £80 to blow up the crisp bag of our producer,
Phil Balker.
Did you read this week that the Christmas bonus for OAPs has stayed at £10 since 1972? No news to the audience here, folks, I tell you.
Or the players.
Quite right, but nevertheless, an inspiration for an early Hudlines carol.
Now you're past your prime. Soon it will be Tory Christmas bonus time. Have yourself a precious little Christmas.